Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 103 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,283 on turnover of 5.7 billion NT. The market closed at yet another historic high on Tuesday, driven by artificial intelligence development-related stocks. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing only managed slight gains after leading the market higher during the previous session. However, other AI-related stocks saw increased investor interest. Deputy Foreign Minister Tian Zhengguang is visiting Tuvalu this week in his capacity as a special envoy for President Tsai Ing-wen to congratulate the Pacific Islands' new government. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tian will be attending a series of events following the appointment of Feletti Teo as Tuvalu's new prime minister late last month and his newly formed cabinet. The ministry says, along with holding talks with Teo, Tian is also scheduled to meet with Tuvalu's Governor General and Foreign Minister to discuss bilateral cooperation projects. Health authorities in Kaohsiung say restaurant chain Ba Fang Dumpling and instant noodle maker Wei Li Foods both purchased chili powder from importers that have since been found to contain Sudan industrial dye. According to Kaohsiung City Health Department, prosecutors were asked to seize 32,739 kilograms of chili powder imported from China by the two companies, after tests found samples contained the banned chemicals at a concentration of 4 to 8 parts per billion. Jiaguang International and Jingzhen International have been issued with fines totaling 3.06 million NT for violations of the Act governing food safety and sanitation. Those violations include entering false information in the government's food product tracing system. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for two high-ranking Russian military officials on charges linked to attacks on civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. The court announced warrants Tuesday for a Russian lieutenant general who was commander of the long-range aviation of the Aerospace Force at the time of the alleged crimes. Also wanted is a Russian Navy admiral who is the commander of the Black Sea Fleet. They are wanted for the war crime of directing attacks at civilian objects, causing excessive incidental harm to civilians or damage to civilian objects, and the crime against humanity of inhumane acts. Italian lawmakers have given the green light to the country's involvement in Operation Aspides. The joint EU mission will see naval vessels deployed in the Red Sea, protecting commercial shipping from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Giles Gibson has more from Rome.
Italy's parliament is required to give the green light to all military operations overseas, but approval was widely seen as a given ahead of the vote, with the Italian Navy already having a presence in the Red Sea. Just this weekend, one of its destroyers shot down a drone that was flying towards it. The Italian Defense Ministry said it had similar characteristics to those used in previous attacks by Houthi rebels. Recent drone and missile strikes have forced the world's largest shipping companies to reroute vessels around the southern tip of Africa, rather than crossing the Red Sea to use the Suez Canal. Giles Gibson, Rome.
And the French government says tourists won't be allowed to watch the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics for free. Organizers had planned a large-scale opening ceremony along the Seine River on July 26 for up to 600,000 people. But security and logistical concerns have led the government to progressively scale back ambitions. Now, Interior Ministry officials said 222,000 spectators can watch for free from the upper embankments. But access will be allocated via quotas, primarily to select residents or employees of towns hosting Olympic events. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.